You're listening to Radio MD. It's time to Ask Dr. Mike on Healthy Talk. Call or email to ask your questions now. Email askdrmikesmith at radiomd.com or call 877-711-5211. The lines are open.
Give me a call. That's 877-711-5211 or ask Dr. Mike Smith at radiomd.com. My first question is a follow-up to a question I answered a ways back. So I love when there's follow-ups. That means everybody's listening. Thank you. You mentioned on a past show that hair dye might be linked to cancer. This worries me as I am a stylist and I use dyes every day. How can I protect myself? Yeah, so I think in that original question, I focused more on the link between, link between hair dye and bladder cancer. That was the main cancer risk. And it's not well established. I think it's strong enough to call an association. I don't know if we're listing hair dye as an absolute, individual risk factor for bladder cancer yet, but there is an interesting connection. So I think this is a good question. And I do think any stylist, anybody who's dealing with hair dye, and I would say on a regular basis, I mean, if you're using hair dye on occasion just on yourself or whatever, I don't think that's really the risk. It's with the stylists who are doing this all the time. I mean, their whole entire salon is just covered in these kind of chemicals that are coming from the hair dye. So I think this is important for stylists. So how can you protect yourself? Well, if we talk about cancer first, what is cancer? Cancer is, regardless of the type, right? Just cancer in general, what is it? It is DNA mutations. So when you take a healthy cell and you cause the DNA to be mutated, that is what cancer is. Cancer, the hallmark, the underlying mechanism of all cancers is DNA mutation. And it's specifically a mutation that happens to some of these genes that control cell dividing cycles, cell life cycle genes, okay? When you mutate those genes, for whatever reason, like chemicals and hair dye, those genes, are not able to regulate how the cell grows and divides, and that can lead to unhealthy growth and division and eventually a cancer, and there you go. So that's at the hallmark, or I should say the underlying mechanism of all cancer. So the very first thing then, if you're in any job, where your risk is a little bit higher, any industry, any job where you're dealing with industrial chemicals, and that's what hair dye falls into that category, you need to protect your DNA and make sure it doesn't get mutated, as best you can. So cruciferous vegetables, I would eat a lot of cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, kale, cauliflower. Those are kind of the classic ones, Brussels sprouts. Of course, everything I just named, most people don't like to eat. I wish you would, and if you are, that's great. Eat as much as you can of those important vegetables. Cruciferous vegetables have compounds in them. They're called phytonutrients or phytochemicals that can protect the DNA. Also, in some cases, there are compounds in cruciferous vegetables that help your body manage hormone production in your body. So you're managing hormones better. That also helps down the line with cancers as well. So it's not even just about DNA. It also has some hormonal effects. So number one, begin with cruciferous vegetables, both in your diet. And if you're not able to get, two or three servings of cruciferous vegetables every day, and that's a lot, but I think that's what you would need to do. If you can't do that, then you need to reach for a supplement. That's where supplements come in. Try to at least get one serving of cruciferous vegetables every day and then take a capsule. A cruciferous vegetable extract. And it's probably better to do one that's a nice blend of a lot of different cruciferous vegetables. Cabbage is another good example. So that's number one, protect your DNA. There are other DNA protection nutrients, resveratrol from, the skin of the red grape, also found in buckwheat, by the way. Matter of fact, there's a whole class of nutrients called still beans. still beans, which resveratrol is a part of. Fisetin is an example of a still bean. Taro still bean is a still bean. All of these are kind of in the same class of phytochemicals that have been shown to protect the DNA. You know, so maybe a glass of red wine and a capsule of resveratrol. That's not so bad. That might be very beneficial for you. The other thing is, so you're going to protect your DNA, so do that. Now, the other side of this is you need to be able to metabolize all of these toxins. And it's probably not just hair dye. I mean, you go into a salon, you can just smell all the chemicals, lots of different chemicals floating around in a salon. So, I think it's also important to help your body to detoxify these chemicals. So, make sure you're doing liver support foods and supplements, B vitamins. A good B complex, extremely important to the liver. As a matter of fact, when the liver brings in a toxin to detoxify it, B vitamins are required to run, to manage a lot of those detoxification steps. So if you're deficient in B vitamins, your liver is not detoxifying the chemicals as well as it could be. So help your liver out. Take a good B complex. B vitamins are pretty much found all over the place when it comes to food. But, your leafy greens, deep, dark colored fruits and vegetables, load it with the B vitamins. But, again, if you're not getting those, multiple servings of those types of foods every day, a good B complex might be important for you. Now, B complexes come in different sizes. There's B50, B100, B150. That's just the dosing system. I would probably do if I was a stylist, I would probably look for a higher potency B complex, like a B100 or a B150. What's also important for the liver is a herb called milk thistle. Wonderful for just supporting liver function. Every day, it's safe to take every day. It's kind of like a mild daily liver detox because the liver needs to detox from all that gunk. So milk thistle. You want to make sure the milk thistle that you take is standardized to something called silibinin. That's the key compound. And then artichoke. Eat artichokes and probably take an artichoke extract. The reason is this. When you're working in a salon exposed to these chemicals all day long, the liver is so bombarded with all this that the liver needs to decongest. I mean, there's so much gunk that's being filtered into the liver. The liver becomes gorged with blood and liver inflammation can go up. And matter of fact, the liver can start to develop little fat globules. It's called non-alcoholic fatty liver. Artichoke extract. Well, the food artichoke and then artichoke extract. Wonderful for helping the liver to detoxify it. So that would be my approach. If I was a stylist working with these types of chemicals, number one, I would want to protect my DNA, cruciferous vegetables, and the still beans, right? That would be the first place I would start. And then I would help my liver. B vitamins, milk thistle, artichoke. By the way, there's other liver support products. I'm just kind of giving you a few to work with. And I think that's the best thing you can do, unless you're going to change careers. But I don't think you need to do that. I just think there are ways to protect yourself from the chemicals that you're exposed to as a stylist or anybody working in industry probably needs to do everything I just said. because you really, I mean, all of us today are bombarded by these industrial toxins, but no more than you guys, people working with these chemicals day in and day out. So there you go. Protect your DNA, right? Protect your DNA. That's the hallmark of cancers. And then enhance liver function. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.